asking.
So long awaited move from the government on referenda on Maori wards at council level. The ability for the community to vote on them is being brought back. Councils that already had wards established before Labor's policy in 2022 won't be affected, but those post that will. You either have a vote. If you don't want to vote, you've got to get rid of the ward. The Kaipara District brought on Maori wards at the end of 2020. The Mayor, Craig Gipson, is with us. Craig, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You for or again?
Oh, look, I'm delighted with this decision. It's going part way to restoring some democracy to local government.
Is that as angsty as people get? What I've never been able to understand is the argument that Maori are underrepresented, which they are mathematically, but you can stand, anyone can stand, and that's the beauty of a democracy, and anyone can vote for anybody, and that's also the beauty of a democracy. And in that, you can't argue with it, can you?
No, anyone should be able to stand for local government, and this should not be based on any specific criteria of your ancestry or religion or anything else. It's, that's what we live in, don't we? We live in a multicultural society where people should be able to participate without favouritism.
How much support on the council do you have, or did you have, or is there for Maori wards generally?
Well, look, interestingly enough, I ran the petition for seeking a referendum prior to my election as mayor back in 2020. I managed to breach. We had the highest number of participants wanting to have a referendum here, and it was 5% was the threshold, and in Kaipara we got 8.7, so we were well over. So these clowns down at local government New Zealand who say that, you know, it's undemocratic. What is more democratic than actually having a referendum of your citizens asking them what they want for their democracy? We could get rid of a few councillors there as well. We've got too many for the number of people we represent. We need to have a review. But you know, that's the crux of it. That's the powerful thing, is you give people their say. And I'll tell you what, the other thing that's forgotten in this argument is there's a hell of a lot of Maori out there that don't want this nonsense either. It's condescending to Maori that they get treated as if they're special needs. They're not. They're clever, hardworking people. They're well represented. And funny enough, prior to this council, we had 9 representatives from our wards, and we had 2 Maori out of the 9.
Yeah.
Now, with the Maori ward, we've only got 1 Maori out of 10.
Yeah. No, it's ironic, isn't it? And, of course, the other thing is, when you did have a referendum, of course, everybody voted, you know, the community voted with alacrity that they didn't want it. And so councils, in many respects, are going against the view of the community that they represent in the first place.
Oh, exactly. You know, and they're going on now about, you know, the cost of making these changes. Well, you know, the cost of what we incurred on our ratepayers introducing these additional wards was huge.
Yeah, exactly. Craig, appreciate your insight. Craig Gipson, who's the Kaipara Mayor.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.